and I used to, according to their request, I tried to repeat. And they felt satisfaction by my representation. So I found I could understand some certain points also, deeper things. And my poem in praise of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the only poem that was written during the stay of Guru Maharaj, and he appreciated it very much. So much so he told that Bhaktivinoda Thakur has himself written this through him. It is not his writing, but Bhaktivinoda Thakur himself has written through him, through his pen. That was the announcement of Guru Maharaj. Appreciated very much. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Anyhow, it is the grace of the Lord. Nothing to be proud of. Any moment I may be blunt-headed. But His grace. Is there grace, Vaishnava grace, may be withdrawn any time. This Gayatri Vyakha, this Gita, hidden treasure, all something new type. But it is there and it cannot but be there. Because everything must go to Bhagavat conception. Artho yang brahma sutra nang bhagavatri. Gayatri bhaktarupusu vilasa paribhinita. All must go to the conception of Bhagavatam, Krishna. And what is Bhagavatam Krishna? It is given by Mahaprabhu. Charitamrita. Ramananda Raya conception, that talk, the divine discourse between Mahaprabhu and Raya Lama. In a short way, the whole thing has been delivered there, in a very nice way. Go deeper in this way, we have to follow. This is also superficial. Go deeper. This is superficial. Go deeper. Go deeper. How in a progressive, nice way it has been described there, delivered there. Go deeper. If we can follow that properly, of course, we may know many things. What way the meaning is working? What is the way? What is the criterion? How it works on? Towards which? Madhuram, sensual beauty controlling everything. love, beauty, say. Not knowledge, nor energy. This basic understanding will help us. Energy, power. Neither power nor knowledge. Go higher. Karma Shunya, Dhyan Shunya. Nor mysticism. Beauty is harmony. At the center, Rasu Vishal. Rasa Ananda. Beauty, Sundaram. How that is the center. How that is controlling everything. Controlling knowledge as well as energy. Affection controlling everything. Knowledge as well as energy. What would be the conception of that affection, that beauty, love? And now that is given to us, we have to try to appreciate, approach with. The prejudice should be left back and clean. We must try to make progress quite naked. Neither scriptural instruction nor any obligation to the society or guardian. Even the cloth of the ladies of the gopis were removed before Krishna. Such surrender. Vastraharan. Vastraharan, what does it mean? Quite naked to him. At the full disposal. Without any prejudice. Full surrender. This Vastraharan, that means full surrender. Nothing between the two. My Lord and myself, nothing, no barrier. When I was preaching in Karachi, one educated lady, a Padhya Samaji type, he heard my lecture delivered in college. And came with some sympathy and a question also. He asked me straight, that's how you say you recommend of Krishna, but how you can tolerate his vastraharam? He is taking away the cloth dress of the gopis. It is very awkward and social. I told him, answered, when you go to take bath in the bathroom alone, are you ashamed to find your naked body? No. Now you think that when you are seeing your private part, one is also seeing through your sight. Antarjan. You are looking and another is looking through your look. Permeating, it is, he is there. So When you are to conceive Krishna, you have to go to your God. You must harmonize between the two. He is all-knower. He can see through your eye. A deeper vision he has got. So only you have to think that all-permeating who can see through me, who can feel through me, he is outside also. My closest friend, nothing new to him, everything known to him, and I am surrendering to him. So your objection will disappear. Try to think in that way. Not anything awkward there. It is full surrender to whom? He is already seeing everything, only to become, to invite that consciousness within us. We already belong to him wholesale. Nothing unknown and unseen in him. So within and without, the same Master, my Lord. The Lord of my heart, the heart of heart, and also out and out, everywhere, Lordship, ownership, loving affection. Does not one does not want to ignore anything, and all loving, all embracing, and whatever comes in his connection, it is purified. No sin, no awkwardness can stand before his vision. All purified. When you stand before the deity, we don't try to see the deity, but we shall stand as to be purified by his vision. As graceful vision of the deity, I am becoming purified. The light coming through his eyes, affectionate light, and that is purifying me, making fit for his higher service. Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. I am losing gradually my deeper consciousness. Being old, perhaps the depth of my understanding is becoming less day by day due to old age.
Jnan shunya bhakti.
Jnan
shunya bhakti.
Yes?
Jnan shunya bhakti.
Jnan shunya bhakti. So Jnan. Gan is apparently Gan is going living
in. It's going underground.
Huh?
Going underground.
Underground.
Yes. And so, bhakti is above now.
So your vision is deeper, more. Huh? You can see it.
Whatever you are seeing everything, Maharaj. Whatever you see, you are seeing. When we come before you, you are seeing us.
From different standpoint, the position of Gurudev is not fixed one according to the mood and the progress in one's own life, that is the life of a devotee. The vision about, estimation about Gurudev also changes. he said as Guru Manjari in Madhur Rasa after that. Again he is saying as Swarup Damodar and Bhaktivinoda Thakur Gadadhar. And again Bhaktivinoda Thakur Kamala Manjari. Different focusing to the different function. Krishna Lila, Gaur Lila, Swarup Damodar is Lalita there. But Guna Manjari is becoming Lalita. Not only Lalita, but also he has expressed, if I can have a look about my Gurudev, from some higher standpoint, I find him, her, one with Radharani herself. Full source of whole rasa comprehensive, all comprehensive, serving representation. Hare Krishna. According to his one's own mood, he sees the superior between him and the Krishna, who is the principal mediator, to whom he is more thankful for this reinstation gain. Ajarjang Mang, Vijaniyat Mang means Mama Shakti, my potency. That transmits means to the environment. That potency which connects me with the environment properly. Adjust me with the environment is Gurudev in different function, in different rasa, in different personal conception, all respect. In general, the potency that exists between me and my servitors. My self-distributing potency, self-distributing function, Ajarjam Mang Vijaniyat. You will try to realize that Gurudev is my self-distributing function in different position, different status, different mood, different degree. But all common is my particular potency of self-distribution to the environment. Ajarjagmang Vijani. And who has got faith in him, through that faith he can know me. No reason, no education. Can enter into the middle position. His grace. Yasya divi para bhakti jata divi tata guru tasyaiti kasita jharta prakashanti. As much sraddha he has got for me, regard for me, so much he must have for Gurudev, otherwise he won't be able to understand me, what my representative will represent to him. Oh. Once Maharaj coming back from London, he accused Guru Maharaj of not being well versed with the ideas of foreign country. You do not know the fashion, the social custom of the foreign country, so you say so. Your knowledge is limited. Then Guru Maharaj, hopelessly, disappointedly, in effort, in ordinary sense, my Gurudev did not know to sign his own name. But I saw that the whole knowledge is within the nail of his finger. Whole knowledge is there. Master of all knowledge. I could see him. And you are saying like that. Then there was Professor Sandel. He chastised Jayastvan Maharaj. Your foreign contamination has destroyed your devotion. The principal primary laws of devotion, that also you have totally forgotten. Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. So, he may or may not express his knowledge, capacity, power, but we have to think that the center of all good potential is there. By the will of the Lord. And with this faith, if we can approach, then it will be easier for us to know the unknowable. So, he has come to make us known about his position in a second figure. Hare Krishna, it will help us in our progress greatly. Gyan Shunna Bhakti. Knowledge less devotion. Knowledge less devotion. Free of intellectual reason and brain. No brain transaction. Finite law, finite living in a world, and the law of all finite stand out. How can that come to know the law, the alphabet of the infinite? Incarnate, His grace, incarnate can be known by His grace as much as He extends to us, or any aspect He wants to disclose before us, and then so many infinite aspects are there. One aspect cannot give position to infer another aspect that may be opposite nature. Viruddha samanyam tasmin na cittam. In Vedanta it is the opposites are harmonized there. Viruddha samanyam. And harmonize so many opposite things. That is in Pali. Samanyam tasmin na cittam. It is not wonderful for him to harmonize between opposite thoughts. Harmony of such character. Quarrel, difference, fighting. In Russia also there are friendly and also enemic Russia. One Rush is against another. And the same Russia also there is existence of antagonistic spirit. But the harmony is there. Gaudhari bol, Gaudhari bol, Gaudhari bol, Gaudhari bol, it can accommodate. All these anomalies. Anomalies in the intellectual conception can be harmonized in our feeling, in faith. That also is much difficulty. Intellect comes to play the part of an enemy. Oh, this is impossible. Intellect will say, no, no, we can't believe this, this is impossible. Discourage faith. Discourage faith. There is a Puranic mythological story. Once Narada is passing through some village, there was one devotee. He generally meets Narada and shows his devotion towards him and asking him now and then, oh, when you go to Vaikuntha, you please ask on my behalf, my Lord. In this way, one day Narada is passing through the village, the gentleman, the devotee came. So, did you remind about me, my Lord, when he will call for me, all these things? What he is doing now, what you have seen? I saw him that he is passing an elephant through the hole of a needle. He laughed. Is it possible? Is it possible that how through the hole of the needle an elephant can be passed? It is not possible. The Narada told, you have long time to wait to go there. You have not yet gotten training. What is Vaikuntha? Vaikuntha, you are not fit to live in that plane. Everything is possible. The small hole, the elephant can go and come. By his will, is such. So, infinity is such, everything is possible. No intellect can interfere there. Let there be water, there was water. Let there be light, there was light. His will. All like hypnotism. Hypnotism. Here P.C. Sarkar was a good renowned hypnotist. Once we saw in the paper, he invited so many doctors, experts, in the operation work. That is, what is that? Operation?
Surgery.
Such doctors he invited as a group, and on their, in their front, just on their face, he cut a man in many pieces, the body of a man. The doctor began to shudder. What are you doing? They are killing, murdering. The doctor said, no, have patience. Then, after cutting to pieces the body, he put in a box and he carried through some, through few rooms again there and opened the box. That man came out, whose body was sent to be cut into pieces. That man came out from the box again. The flesh pieces were put into the box, and it was, he had a round and showed to them. That very man came out. So this is hypnotism. One ISIS scholar came to me, he read Bhagavad Gita. I told him, how do you feel about the Vishwarup, this darshan of Krishna? Do you believe it? Yes, I believe. How? No, just like hypnotism. Hypnotized Arjuna and showed himself in different lines. And again, hypnotism, if hypnotism, the science of hypnotization is there, then everything is possible with a higher hypnotist. So like that. Subjective evolution. I told Bayadhar when he came with his knowledge of physiology. In the womb, with the growth of the flesh, a consciousness growing, how we shall say that consciousness is independent? All these things only in your mind. You are seeing that the consciousness is coming from the matter, and there is no consciousness outside. It cannot come. You are there. You are concerned with consciousness only. Your consciousness is saying that it is coming out apparently your flesh. The consciousness in the womb developing with the development of the body there. What is the whole conscious process in you? What to see? What more? We see the eclipse between sun and earth. When moon comes, then we see solar eclipse. When between sun and the moon comes the earth, then this lunar eclipse. But in Hindu mythology it is mentioned that there are Rahu, Ketu, Shani, all these things. That there is personal existence. The shadow has personal conception. How? We can think in this way, that whatever I get experience from that phenomena, that is a part of my consciousness. And that part of my consciousness, that particular part, which experiencing the eclipse, that may be called Rahu, a personal thing. That is, consciousness means person. Part of consciousness is also a part of is a personal existence. So everything is personal. Beyond consciousness, we do not know what is there. All we feel, all our feeling, our whole of our experience is on the consciousness. That is the original substance. That is not produced by anything, but everything is produced on this plane. Bartley's theory. Not that mind is in the world, but world is in the mind. Jadasadibu jagati tadidam tishtati jagat jadasaviti santatma tadasatpangni in Manusamhita. When that universal person, Brahma, he's awake, then we find everything moving, going this way, that way. And when this enjoys the sleep, there is no trace of anything, no existence. All enter into unknown. And so universal consciousness, we are also, our consciousness is part of the universal consciousness. Hegel told that everything is idea, idea. I may think that there is a coin in my pocket, but would there be any coin in my pocket? He has answered, it is already in the universal pocket. Otherwise, it is impossible for us to think like that. So idea goes ahead, and then our material conception follows. Everything starts with idea, and then the physical things try to follow that. First conception of every movement is idea, and then the other parts follow the program. Idea is everything. And in the universal mind, there is everything stored. Just this body is a part of the material existence of the universal whole. So our thinking material soul, that is also a part of the universal consciousness. And this material consciousness, a part of consciousness. This is fossil, this is stone, and this is wood. Those are all concepts, different type of concept. Consciousness is the basis of everything. Jato vaimani bhutani jayanti, from that prime cause, that is Brahma, consciousness, all accommodating consciousness, everything coming out of that, as from the bubble coming from the sea. And again it is going into the sea, something like that. Yato vayumani bhutani jayanti jena jatani jivanti jat prajanti avisangvasanti. From her everything is coming, everything is maintained by whose existence. And when entering into him again and completely disappears there, that prime cause, that is Brahma, that is all comprehensive consciousness, that has got fundamental existence. All other existence are different concepts within that. Within that. We have to... Sukhdev Goswami says to Parikshit Maharaj, you are suffering from animal consciousness that this body is you. Give up this false idea and stand on your own side that you are above this body consciousness. This natural consciousness, you stand. You take your stand completely on your mother side, your own side, your conscious world. This now have got nothing to do with this body that dies. The body will go vanish, but you will remain intact. No harm there will be anyway. And this negative, dream-like things, give up, shake off. Shake off that you are identified with this body and you are there. This is the disease. Bhava rog, to be bhava samudra, the ocean of the idea that to be that identification with me.